Kinderlich, Sliches. We're in the days of saying Sliches. It's a very, very special time of the year, right very close to Rosh Hashanah. As you know, that the first day of Sliches, we actually say Sliches at night, not in the morning. All the other days of Sliches we say during the morning, before davening. But the first time we say Sliches is Motzei Shabbos, and there we say it at night, after midnight. Now, there's a story of the first Belzer Rebbe, the Belzer Rav. His name was Reb Sholem. Reb Sholem lived about 250 years ago in the city of Belz, small town in Poland. And in Belz, there was a little, it was a little town, and there was a tailor that lived at the edge of the city. He was a simple man who, for a period of time, nobody saw him in shul. He never came to shul. He kept for himself. He was Jewish, but we didn't see him in shul. We didn't see him come daven with everybody. He lived at the very, almost outside the city, in a little house. And people hadn't seen him actually for a few years already. He wouldn't come to shul. He wouldn't do anything Jewish. Nobody saw him doing anything Jewish. He like kept completely outside the Jewish community. Didn't do anything with the Jewish people. It was the night of Sliches, and the Belzer Rav said to his shamish, "I want to go and take the wagon and the horse and wagon, and want to ride to the house of this tailor. I want to go into the house. I don't want to go into the house. I just want to peek through the window what he's doing now. I'm curious what's going on in his house." And so the Rebbe's Gabbai, the Rebbe's Shamish, told the wagon driver and told him, "Come, the Rebbe wants to take a ride." And they got into the wagon, they took a ride and got to the edge of the city. And there was the little house of the tailor. The Rebbe got off the wagon together with his Shamish and he approached the window. And he looked inside, and he sees that the tailor is sitting at the head of the table, and there's a cup of vodka standing in front of him. And in the other end of the table, there's also a cup of vodka. But there's nobody sitting there. The tailor is all alone in the room, and he takes the cup of vodka in front of him and raises it up, and he starts raising his eyes, towards Shemaim, towards Hashem, towards the heavens. And he lifts his eyes up while he's sitting in his chair and he's mumbling a few words. He couldn't hear from outside what he was saying. And then when he finished speaking, he took the cup of vodka and gulped it down, a big cup of 96% vodka. You know how strong that is? One sip can make you totally drunk. He drank the whole cup. Then he finished drinking the cup. He licked his lips to make sure he got every drop inside. And then he got up and went to the other side of the table and sat down there next to the other cup. Again, he took that cup too and said a few words. And then he took that cup and gulped it down. He drank it the whole thing up, every drop of it. And that's it. Nobody could hear what he was saying. It was a very strange thing. Nobody understood what was going on here. But the Rav said, "Okay, I saw enough. Let's go back home." And they rode back home. The next morning, they come in shul, and the Belzer Hasidim, they say Slichas even on the first day in the morning. They don't do it at night like we do. Most Jews in the world do the first night of Slichas at night. And the other days we do in the morning. But the Belzer, they do it in the morning, always in the morning, even the first day. They do it Sunday morning. So in the morning for Sliches in the city of Belz, a lot of people came, gathered in the shul where the Belzer Rav is going to come for Sliches. And suddenly, people were surprised to see this tailor, who never came, who hasn't come to shul in many years, is actually showing up in shul. People were wondering what is happening. Suddenly he's showing up in shul. What's going on? Anyways, after Sliches and after davening, the Gabbai of the Rebbe went over to him and said, "Listen, do you know that last night The Rav wanted to see what you're doing. And I went with him. And we watched through the window and we saw you sitting by the table with a cup of vodka, big cup full of vodka. And you were saying some words we couldn't understand. We couldn't hear what you were saying. And then you gulped it down. And then you went to the other side of the table and sat down over there and take the same cup, took another cup and drank it again. What was going on? He answered like this. You see, I'm a tailor. Hashem blessed me, gave me brachas. I had made a good living. I used to be very religious, used to daven and learn and do all the mitzvahs the way Hashem said. I'm not a learned man. I don't know how to learn. I'm not very knowledgeable. I'm an amoret, but I do whatever I did whatever I could. And Hashem gave me a lot of mazel, a lot of hatzlacha and success, and I got a lot of contracts. You know, I'm a tailor. So this Poritz came to me, and he needed his wife and daughters need dresses for a wedding. So I made all the dresses for them, and I made a lot of money from that. Then he needed a suit, and then his sons needed a suit. Then another Poritz heard from him that I'm a very good tailor, so he also wanted me to make the suits and the clothing for his family. And pretty soon, all the Poritzim in the area, in Poland, right, all around the city of Belz, they all came to me, and I made a very good living. I made a lot of money. I was very comfortable. And I was, thank you. I thanked Hashem. I said, Hashem, you know what? I'm going to say extra Tehillim, you know, in exchange, because you were so nice to me. I'm going to do more things. I'm going to daven extra. I'm going to say every day like 10 kapitlach Tehillim, right? Because I'm so grateful for you for blessing me with Mitzah Atzlocha, you know? But then something happened. One Poritz decided that he found another tailor that he thinks is better than me, and he's no longer hiring me to do his clothes for his family. And I got very upset because there was a lot of money, because he used to make by me all his clothing from all his family, and I got a lot of money from that. But now I'm losing that money. So I got very upset, and I said to Hashem, why is this happening to me? I've been increasing my davening, my learning, doing better because you have been so nice to me, but now you're taking away my parnasa. And I said to Hashem, you know what? I, from now on, I'm going to say only 5 kapitlach tilim. Instead of 10 kapitlach, I'm going to say 5 kapitlach. I'm going to do less now. Because you took away some of my parnasa. And then, a few months later, another poritz said the same thing. Oh, yeah, well, he heard maybe from the first poritz, there's a better tailor, we'll go with the other guy. So I lost more of my money. Now he is also not using me anymore. So I said, Hashem, okay, now I'm not saying tilim anymore. I'm dropping the other 5 kapitlach as well. I'm not saying them either now, because you're taking away my parnasa. Then a few months went by, and another poritz dropped me. And I said, Hashem, now I'm not going to daven. I'm just going to put on tefillin and say Shema Yisrael. And that's it. And then another poritz dropped me and said, Hashem, I'm not putting on tefillin anymore. And then another poritz. And pretty soon I said, Hashem, I'm not doing any mitzvahs anymore. You're being mean to me, so I'm going to be mean to you. I'm not going to do mitzvahs. He was a very simple man, you know, for him. Hashem was like his friend. But if a friend messes up with you and doesn't do what doesn't help you, then you do the same to him. So came Slichas last night when your Rebbe and when the Rav came to see through the window what happened in the room. I'll tell you what happened. I decided it's enough. You know, I've hurt Hashem. Hashem has hurt me. We got to make up. It's coming, Rosh Hashanah is coming. It's Slichas. So I decided that I'm going to make a peace treaty with Hashem. We're going to sit down and drink halachayim and make up. Make up. I'll forgive Hashem and he'll forgive me and we'll be friends again, and I'll be davening and learning and doing all the mitzvahs again, and he'll give me parnasa again. So I got together. We made like a little fabrengen. I had l'chaim in front of me. I put the other cup at the other side of the table. This was Hashem's cup. And I said, Hashem, from now on, let bygones be bygones. Whatever happened in the past, let's forget about it. Let's forgive each other. And from now on, I'll be a good Jew. I'll do whatever I need to do, what you want me to do. And you will be nice to me. You'll give me parnasa again. And I said, l'chaim, Hashem. And I drank up the cup. Then I sat there. I knew Hashem is not going to drink his cup. So I decided to go myself to the other side. And I said, I'll drink it for Hashem. I'll drink his cup. Since Hashem is not drinking it, I'll drink it for him. So I went to the disciples and said, Hashem, here, this is your cup. Again, l'chaim. L'chaim to new year, when we're going to be friends, and we're each going to do what the other one wants. And he drank up the cup. He says, I decided, that's it. It's a new day. And I started a new relationship with Hashem. I'm here in Shul now. Then the Gabbai went over to the Belzerov and told him the whole story. That what they saw last night, this is the story of what happened inside the room. Because the Belzerov couldn't hear. So he told him the whole thing that this Jew, this tailor told him. And the Belzerov says, now I understand something. Matzah Shabbos last night, I heard a commotion in Shemayim, in the heavens. Malachim were getting all excited. Everybody said, I asked, where are Malachim going? Where are people rushing? They're rushing to see what this tailor is doing in his house. It was big excitement. Neshamas, the Malachim, everybody wanted to see what this Jew is going to do. And I thought, what? This tailor? All the Malachim want to see what this tailor is doing tonight? I also want to see. So I went and I saw, but I couldn't understand. But now that I know the whole story, I understand that in Shemayim, they love when a Yid is really sincere and with an emes, so it's emesdik, says to Hashem, Hashem, you know, he was a simple man. Obviously, he was a little bit very simple, and he didn't fully understand what Hashem is and so on, but he meant it, right? He said it with his whole heart, and therefore, Hashem said, wow, this is a Jew who really means it. He wants to do the right thing. He wants to do tshuva, and therefore I will give him brachas for the next year. Ashana teva and mesuka, a year of blessing and sweetness.